T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
21-game suspension. This is the guy that was accused of fixing games in the NHL by his estranged wife.
He's accused of a lot of things, including that,
Yeah, also that he didn't have any time to spend with his kids. He was out, you know, banging cocktail waitresses, treat at time, and a whole bunch of other things. Anyway, he's been banned, suspended for without pay for 21 games for an established violation of and lack of compliance with COVID-19 protocol. So that's it. Peace out. They did say that the allegations by his estranged wife, Deanna, could not be substantiated.
So he's suspended for getting a fake COVID vaccine card.
Right. So he's out for 3 weeks because he faked the funk on the COVID.
Right.
But his mistreatment, alleged mistreatment of his wife and alleged gambling against his own team in hockey games, nothing to see here.
Well, they couldn't get him on that, to your point. Yeah. Kana released a statement already. What do you think? What approach do you think he took? Deny, deny, or beg for forgiveness? What's your prediction?
Probably deny.
No. I'd like to apologize to my teammates, the Sharks organization, and Shark fans for violating the NHL COVID protocols. I made a mistake, one I sincerely regret and take responsibility for. During my suspension, I will continue to participate in counseling to help me make better decisions in the future. When my suspension is over, I plan to return to the ice with great effort, determination, and for the love of the game of hockey.
Apparently, as Joe Judge drove into the complex today, there were some Giant fans waiting outside the complex. Sometimes they do that to get autographs, you know, from players and whatnot. You know, players do come in on Mondays, a lot of them for treatment. Tuesday's usually the off day.
Right.
And then Wednesday, full-on practice. That's how normal week goes when you don't play on a Thursday or Sunday night, just for the background sake. So apparently, there were some fans, as they usually are some, outside the practice facility looking for autographs, and as Joe Judge pulled in today, in or out, I don't know, but as he was either coming into the facility or leaving the facility, apparently they were playing this on a speaker. I just got a report from someone who's out there.
Giant fans are going to have to try something soon. They had the plane 40 years ago. What do you do in 2021?
That was a fan who did that, right?
Yes, it was a fan.
Wasn't there who was the fan?
It was a fan, and then he got,
There was another guy who put something out there. I don't know if it was Jets or Giants. Like, did the billboard?
Well, yeah, for John Idzik, Fire Idzik.
It was Idzik, Fire Idzik, right.
Well, yeah. The one thing I remember
reading, money well spent.
I was reading about the whole 15 years of lousy football, we've had enough sign, that Wellington Mara, who was the owner at the time, was asked about it.
Yeah.
And they said, did you see it? And he said, no. And they said, did you hear about it? And he said, yeah, I heard about it. What do you think? And Mara's response is, I don't think.
That was it?
That was his response to it.
Today they'd say, what are you going to do about it? And Will Tamara would say, in today's language, suck it!
What's crazy is I think that Jet fans got John Idzik fired. I think that billboard played a big part, because I think Woody, say what you want about Woody, and he's not a very good owner. I think he listens maybe too much to the fans.
Remember, don't forget, the Idzik thing was also, he didn't spend any of the money he had available to him that last year.
Yeah, because he thought he had more years. He thought, hey, I'm rolling over the cap space. I'm going to be here next year. I'll do it then. He didn't think he was going to be fired that quickly. And I think a part of why he got fired so quickly is, yes, his ineptitude, but also Woody saw the outcry from Jet fans. I don't know if John Mara works that way. A part of me thinks he does, that he's going to be emotional and respond to the will of Giant fans.
Well, if he was going to do that, Jason Garrett would have been fired already.
I'm talking about during the offseason, though. Well, I don't think you're making that in-season.
I think the offseason, I think we already know what's going to happen. You know Garrett's gone. You know Gettleman's gone. To me, the real question mark is, do you bring back a less powerful head coach than Joe Judge.
If you and I are right when we were speculating about the rest of the season, that they're going to get these wins and maybe end up at 6 or 7 wins, you don't think that there's a possibility that that would be enough for John Mara's mind to change in terms of the general manager, the offensive coordinator, and the future of the team? Right now, Giant fans are hot and they're angry.
I tell you what.
Things could be different, though.
If Saquon Barkley comes back from the ankle injury and is the player he looked like he was going to be this year, right? This looked like he was coming on. I think that's fair to say.
Right.
If he did that over like the last 2 months of the season and Daniel Jones played the way he played the first month of the season, you could then say our general manager got the quarterback right and a stud offensive player right.
And maybe the left tackle right if Thomas is playing.
Yeah, you could start building a bit of a resume, but I think
it's not the resume.
I think he's dead man walking.
Well, and here's the other thing to keep in mind.
They're not going to be 500 this year.
No, no, probably not. But here's the other thing I wonder about. They've got 2 more games left before the trade deadline. So do they take a sell approach with some of the commodities that they have and say, hey, look, we're not going to win this year. We also don't think we're going to pay this guy long-term money, let's sell them right now. We could get a lot back. And you name the guy. There's a lot of guys you can make that case about. Can make that case about Saquon if he was healthy. Make that case about Evan Ingram if he was involved in the offense. Can make that case about Sterling Shepard. Can make that case about James Bradbury. Hey, need a corner?
All based on last year's performances. Well, but yeah, you're right. So, it's recent enough memory.
So
that's right.
It's interesting to think, well, what would that approach be? Because if Dave Gettleman's dead man walking, he's not going to want to trade guys for draft picks. He's going to want to win. Or is that something that comes
there's
from ownership?
There's that self-preservation gene, which is, if I'm out of here, well, I guess you don't care if you know you're out of here. If wins save my job,
you're not making
I
didn't
trade anybody.
Right. It's different for Joe Douglas. As unpopular as it may be, could he trade C.J. Mosley and say, hey, look, guys, look how well he's played. And say to Jet fans, he's not going to be a part of the future long term. Let's go collect some more assets.
There's a couple guys.
Sure. The Giant thing is a little bit more complicated because their season was about winning this year. It wasn't about we're looking towards the future.
I got to be honest. I hate bye weeks. I'm so happy that the Jets play this upcoming weekend. I despise bye weeks.
You know, I usually do. I'm totally with you. But I enjoyed yesterday. I had my feet up. I was relaxed. I wasn't as stressed as I normally am.
No, I hate it.
You have a bad football team, and let's face it, the Jets are bad, the Giants, we're all bad. I like the bye week.
Yeah, but you're also focused on baseball, too.
No, I'm not. I'm focused on football.
Yeah,
I don't watch.
I'm sure you watched the game.
The game was at night.
You probably scored it, too.
I did not score the game, and during the afternoon, it was all football. So, no, you're dead wrong. Try again. Now, if your argument for next Sunday is different, the argument next Sunday is a little complicated. Are you aware of next Sunday?
From a standpoint of what?
And a standpoint of sports and my brain.
As sports and your brain, I'm sure the Nets are playing.
The Jets and the Giants play at 1 o'clock.
Right, which also pisses us off.
Now, you just said the Nets are playing. Look, the Nets are playing, but they're not just playing. They're playing their home opener. And the home opener is like religion to me. You know what time the home opener is, Craig?
Oh, gosh, I hope it's 1 o'clock.
That would have been worse.
12:30.
4 o'clock.
So you're going to miss the second half
of the
football
games. I'm going to go to a bar in Brooklyn. I'm going to watch the Giants and Jets at a public place in
Brooklyn. So you can't really watch them both.
I'm going to watch them both. I've got both TVs.
It'll be tough, but all right.
Well, what do you do on Sunday? You can't watch, based on that argument, you can't watch them both.
I'm going to have to record a game, which I hate to do.
Well, I'm going to do that.
I'm with you. All right, go ahead.
So I'm going to watch both games, and I'm going to walk across the street to Barclays Center for the home opener. Nets Hornets, let's go.
So you're going to miss the tip.
I'm not going to miss the tip.
Oh, because it's going to start at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do if Giants and Panthers are 20-20, 3 minutes to play. Jets and Patriots are 17-all, 4 minutes
tablet
to play. And it's 3:55, and the Nets tip off at 4:05, let's say.
Right, right.
And you don't want to miss tip off.
Of course,
it's a home
not.
Opener.
Home
I get
opener,
that.
The ceremonies, too.
So you're going to walk out of that bar, ask for your check, and miss the last 5 minutes?
I'm going to go with the tablet. I'm going to walk
tablet
with my iPad.
Can't
I'm
watch them both on the tablet.
I got 2 iPads. I'm going to walk with both iPads like this. I'm holding it up. Down the street, down Flatbush Avenue. Like, all right, Jets, Giants. I'm going to walk in. I'll have to give them my tablet to get through security.
Right, X-ray
then
machine.
I'm going to be in there walking through the arena with both my tablets because, damn it, it's opening day.
Do you think the NFL recognizes how effed up it is to have the Jets and Giants play at the same time, which I think they do four times
this year. You know why they don't care?
They don't care.
I'll tell you why.
Because the Jets and Giants suck.
Correct.
Right.
If both teams were good or one of the teams were good, they wouldn't want this. But both teams are so bad, they're like, hey, doesn't freaking matter.
The eyeballs
are going away. Well, to me it matters. I hate it. You hate it. We all hate it.
It's not right.
I don't like it.
They should never play at the same time, ever.
Unless they're playing each other.
And by the way, since they're never home at the same time, it shouldn't be that hard.
It wasn't, dude. It all changed during the 09 World Series. That was the first time I ever remember in my lifetime. Correct me if I'm forgetting some randoms, where the World Series caused it to happen. And then after that, it's become so routine. And it's horrific.
You know, the guy that used to schedule is a guy named Howard Katz, for the NFL. He might still be the guy. He must hate New York. And he's a New Yorker. I know, I've met him many times. He's a very nice man. But he has got that computer algorithm effed up.
And dude.
And you're right. If either one of these teams had the promise of the playoffs, I don't think it would happen, but they just don't care.
After Sunday, we've got four straight weeks where they play on different days or there's a bye. Like the Giants play a Monday night game, the Jets play a Thursday night game, all that. But starting on week 12, not kidding you, starting week 12,
yeah,
they play at the same time every week but once.
Oh, it's more than four. I had it at four.
Dude, unless they change some of those start times,
no,
and why would they?
Because they're not playing for anything.
Right, they're all terrible.
Right.
Other than the week the Giants are in L.A. against the Chargers and are playing at 4 o'clock, they both play at 1 o'clock every time. So get ready. Get ready.
Brutal.
Starting on November 28th, Thanksgiving weekend, get ready. Jets and Giants all the time.
Your call's coming up. Promise we'll get right back to you there on the Giant debacle. Boy, I wonder who would win if the Giants played the Jets, both teams healthy. I think the Jets would probably be double-digit win.
I'm stunned you would say that.
Probably like that'd be like a 35-13 kind of win.
35.
They haven't scored 35 points combined this year, by the way.
I was about to say that. Like, other than the Tennessee game where they got the 27 in overtime, how many points have they scored combined this year?
Not a lot.
The answer is 40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I'll take some calls. Obviously, the Giants reeling from really just an embarrassing loss. There are losses, and then there are tough losses, good losses, bad losses, embarrassing losses. This is certainly a plate of embarrassment. And, you know, it sits on the head of the franchise, and that for now is John Maurer, who... Yeah, I know he's livid about it, but, you know, what are you going
to
do about it?
That's what it comes down to. I get he's mad. I believe he's mad. Okay, great. What are you going to do?
And when are you going to do it? So we'll see. I think, you know, that bye week will be an interesting week, depending on how they go into it. Because that would be the easiest week to flip it around.
But here's the thing, and I don't think Jason Garrett is a great offensive coordinator. I'm not here to defend him, but you've mentioned a few times today firing Jason Garrett. Right, I guess.
As a sacrificial lamb for the fan base.
What's the Giants' biggest problem this year?
Defense.
Yeah. It's their defense. Yeah. And I don't think it's Patrick Graham necessarily. I certainly wouldn't fire him. He had a great year last year. And I don't think it's necessarily a scheme issue. So it would be odd to say, let's fire Jason Garrett, when most of us watching the team recognizes the biggest issue with the team is their defense.
But I think the fan base has, if they circled who they want out first, Garrett ahead of Graham.
Gettleman number one.
Gettleman number one for sure. Yeah, I do agree. Artie's in Brooklyn. Artie, what's good, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know, as a Jet fan, from last year's, all these years, I think I'm an expert on the Giants season.
Okay. You know? And,
yeah,
You've seen it before.
You know, yeah, embarrassment, coaches, all this stuff. And I can't believe I'm calling to defend. But I did call right away because of when Evan said about Darnold versus Jones. Because I did want to say this, okay? Darnold never had a game like Jones did. He played like Mahomes one of the games, like recently. Like he threw for four.
Oh, no, Sam has. Sam's had games, the New England game where he threw four picks, a game in his rookie year against Miami where he threw. Like he's had some bad games, man.
Bad games, but he's never had a game like a Mahomes game. And even though last week, you know, against the Vikings, you were commenting how he went 98 yards, mm-hmm. and then I go look at the stats, and he went 17 for 41.
You got to watch the game, though.
You know
I get what
no,
you're
I
saying, but
that.
Between the – like, I'm not defending Sam that he was great yesterday, but he had six drops and led his team on a 98-yard drive. I can't just ignore that.
Sam Darnold's not irrelevant here. Like, why do we –
Right, but here's the thing, okay? Both those guys are in the draft next year. Ev, who you taking?
Daniel Jones.
Okay, that's the thing.
I'm not disputing that. But my point about both guys, and this is a scary thought, but I really mean this, and I can't be alone in saying this, is both of them have an I don't know feel to them, and Sam's now in his fourth year, and Daniel's in his third year.
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that says, well, if I don't know, then maybe I do know? Like, if I can't say, and we can't say definitively, he's the guy, then maybe it's like the old answer when you ask about the Hall of Fame. If you have to think about it, he's not a Hall of Famer. Well, if I don't know 3 years in,
then maybe
I do know, and he's not the guy.
If you have two running backs, you don't have one. That's another one. Because you're going down there with like, things like that.
Right, I get it.
I throw you on like that, like those dopey sayings that we come up with that everyone then regurgitates.
Right.
I got you.
That one.
If you don't know, maybe you do know. Here's Ari in West Orange, New Jersey. Ari, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great, sir. Thank you, sir.
It's great. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. You guys probably know where I'm going with this. I called you after the Atlanta debacle. You know, for them to think about getting six wins this year, first of all, you know, after the Atlanta game and this crap we're watching, it's just exhausting, guys. Every week to be a Giants fan, to have to go through the same thing, to watch the same stuff on the field, and then have to talk about it again over and over and over again. And 2 points, and you guys have hit the nail on the head of it for sure. Evan, my thoughts on Daniel Jones are exactly where you are with it. I'm agreeing with you 100%. We're still debating. He's now played quarterback for the Giants almost 40 games. There's still debate on both sides of the fence. And Evan, you know, you're right. If there's still debate on both sides of the fence, what are we doing? He's clearly, we all agree, we see the talent, but we also agree there's the other side of him that came out yesterday. It's like, what are we doing? And then one last thing, guys, and this is on Gettleman, and obviously, you know, like every Giant fan, you know where I stand with this. Craig, I'm glad you brought up Evan Engram. Gettleman apparently was, according to a story anyway, he was called up about trading Engram when the Eagles traded Ertz, and his response was something like, oh, we're not going to trade Engram. He's a valuable part of our offense. And you can't even make that stuff up, obviously, from what you guys said about the number of times Engram's
been
happy this year.
The whole thing's weird. I think you almost have to look at yesterday's game as a bit of an outlier, an anomaly. But
in terms of what? The lack of targeting Evan Engram?
No, just overall. Oh. The performance overall. Because, I mean, they're blown out.
I don't know. They were blown out the week before, too.
Yeah, maybe
there's
two outliers.
Is it an aberration?
Two outliers.
And week one, they essentially got blown out.
Three. Only three of them are outliers.
Oh, three though. Of the five.
Yeah.
Right.
Three of the five, they're not the norm. Okay, I guess that's the majority. Maybe that is the norm.
Yeah. Maybe that is. This isn't last year.
Damn it.
Last year they lost a lot of close games where you could rationalize, they're
what
so
they giving
close.
Up? Is it 82 points in the last 2 weeks? Is that the number?
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, I did the math.
44, is that the number?
If you go 82? From the last drive of the second quarter on, I'm not even including the first half, the last drive of the second quarter in the Dallas game, they've given up 72 points.
Well, they're just saying they're giving up 82 in the last two games. It's easier.
They're like 30th in the NFL in points allowed. Well, however you want to define it, they suck and they give up points.
So you know what I remember?
Is that what you want to hear?
I remember a few years ago.
What?
The Giants had given up 80 points. We're 0-2 going into week 3.
Don't do this.
And they played the Washington Redskins at the time.
Yes.
And Washington had first and goal. and the New York Giant defense stopped him and didn't give up a point. 4 months later, that 5 months later, that team won a Super Bowl.
That's great. We're 6 weeks into the season. 6 weeks into the season, they're giving up essentially 30 points a game. Their offense stinks. Trust me, I remember 07.
Do you remember
this
that?
This ain't 07.
0-2, skittish quarterback.
I get it.
80 points
defense
allowed.
Defense stinks. Fire the coordinators. Spagnuolo's a moron. Yeah. Yes. And they won the Super Bowl. Is there anything about this team, other than the fact they like to honor Super Bowl winning teams?
They do
is
there a lot, right?
Anything about this team that reminds you of 2007?
Skittish quarterback. They may have a skittish quarterback. That's possible. Yeah. What do you think? No?
No.
That's like the closest thing I got. No?
Yeah, the only thing is Eli's there a lot. Eli seems to live at MetLife Stadium now.
Now he's doing commercials at MetLife Stadium for Investors Bank.
They retired his number. They're honoring the 2011 team. I mean, they're always tributing Eli Manning.
And it's like the Mets and Piazza. Whatever we can do to get him back in the building, we come up with things to bring him back. Speaking of which, did you happen to real quick see the Sean Taylor thing in Washington or why it's created such a firestorm?
The Sean Taylor thing? Can you be more specific?
Yeah, so you know, they
retired his number.
Yeah, so they had painted on the side of the field a photograph of the jersey.
Yes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes' dopey brother, Jackson Mahomes, who fancies himself a TikTok star, they had like a velvet rope around where they painted the jersey on the field to honor him at halftime, the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson, stepped over the rope, stood on top of the jersey, and did a TikTok music
video.
What
the hell's wrong with him?
And then supposedly...
What the hell's wrong
Travis Kelce did something on it, too.
Really? What?
Yeah.
What?
That I've not seen yet.
Travis Kelce?
That's what one of the
stories
was.
Something that was disrespectful?
That's what one of the stories is, yeah.
Well, what's up with Patrick Mahomes' brother? What's his deal, dude?
He's Patrick Mahomes' brother.
No, I understand, but I've only heard three stories about him. And correct me where I'm wrong, okay? One story was he was trying to steal somebody's girlfriend.
Yes, our buddy, Josh Richards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So story number one is he's trying to steal girlfriend.
Oh, he's since apologized. Sorry.
Oh, he apologized?
Yeah, he apparently apologized.
Sorry. What's wrong with this guy?
So sorry I danced on Sean Taylor's jersey.
Oh, good. I'm glad he realized that.
Yeah, did that bother anybody? I'm sorry. That's my bad. So sorry about that.
Patrick Mahomes seems like a really good dude. He really does. Yet... things come out about things that his fiance does, his brother does, and I read a comment his mom made about interceptions, and I'm like, what the hell is going on around him?
Here's what it says. The Mahomes crew wasn't accidentally because there's a rope around it. Patrick Mahomes' fiance, Brittany Matthews, and Travis Kelce's girlfriend, I apologize.
Okay.
Kayla Nicole were there as well.
So they were there for it, too.
No, they're inside the rope.
Oh,
dude.
They're in the rope.
Standing on the number 21.
What are we doing?
Yeah. That is disrespectful.
And Brittany,
right?
All the time on Twitter is ripping the officials. They don't help my Patrick enough. They got it. And then Patrick's mom is saying they should change what an interception is, that if it's tipped by a receiver, it's not an interception.
So
what the hell is going on around
this
guy?
They had the number 21 painted. It's not his jersey. I apologize. It's just the number 21.
Right.
And there's Kelce's girlfriend, Patrick's fiance, and Patrick's brother, and he's doing a dance video on the number.
Yeah, that's bad.
And people were very, very offended.
Well, it's just...
very offended.
Look, I don't know if the right word is offended, because I get it, but why do that? What's the point? And before anyone says, you defended Kyrie kicking the leprechaun, completely different!
No one said that.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tweet about it, Craig.
No,
I can sense it.
That's just your insecurity.
It's my whole, like,
that's
brain telling me that.
That's insecurity. That's all that is.
Okay.
Nobody was even thinking that.
All right, good.
You were totally,
I had a defense
totally
ready.
Into left field there because nobody was thinking about Kyrie Irving in that moment.
No, because I defended Kyrie Irving kicking the leprechaun.
Do you think Jackson Mahomes is like the embarrassing brother? Like, you know, like Jimmy Carter and Billy Carter. You know, like there's always a famous guy like, oh, that's his brother. You know, the guy in the corner making faces and stuff.
Clearly.
Like, he has no talent whatsoever. Brings nothing to the table. He's just trying to bang Instagram models and lip sync to our videos on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
But he is Patrick Mahomes.
But
brother.
He's got the last name Mahomes.
Yeah. So you think he must be on the payroll at some point, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You think at any point Patrick goes, there, dude, like, really?
Well,
Because it all comes back on me.
Well, all of these things that are occurring, whether it's his girlfriend questioning referees, his mom saying we got to change interception stats, to his brother dancing on Sean Taylor's number, you would think that Patrick Mahomes would say, hey, guys,
come on.
Do me a favor?
Right, back off.
Can you just chill a little bit?
It's like, I'm taking care of everybody. Can you leave? Can you just stop?
And what's crazy is Mahomes comes across, Patrick, that is, like a great dude.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, comes across perfect.
I have spent some time with him.
Have
He's
you?
He's a good guy, yeah.
Where were you spending time with him?
Before he got drafted.
Ah.
Yeah, before he got drafted.
What were you guys talking about?
Honestly?
Yeah.
How slow his 40 was.
Really? You were mocking him?
That's why I thought I could run a sub-5 second 40.
All because of Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes didn't. He ran like a 5-1 or
something. That's what I'm saying. So it all started with you mocking Patrick Mahomes' 40.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you can't run a faster 40? Like, what are we talking about? And it became a whole challenge between me and him.
And then you became friends.
Well, we're not friends. No, like,
you don't have his number right now?
I have not talked to him since then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that was the thing.
Gotcha.
That was the thing. Great kid, though.
Yeah, no, he comes across like a fine
kid. Yeah, he does. That's legit. That's not an act.
And his dad's the man. I love his dad.
His dad's the man. His mom's the woman. They got together. And made
well, I don't know baby. His mom, other than the fact that she's criticizing interceptions.
You can never blame. If you want to blame a guy's fiance or wife or girlfriend, okay, you can never blame a dude's
mom.
I'm
not blaming her. I'm just saying that there's always something around Patrick Mahomes lately.
Like, that's a mom's job, right? Protect their boy.
Do you think they should change the interception stat?
No, I do not. But I do think it's a valid point that not every interception is the same.
No, I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.